Welcome back, everybody. We're diving deep today into LaPorte news.
Always a pleasure.
We're looking at the March 2024 Around LaPorte issue.
Lots to unpack there.
We really are going beyond the headlines today, uncovering some fascinating stuff about what's happening right here in our community.
Right in our backyard.
So let's just jump right in. Let's start with education. There's this study from Rice University.
Yes.
The Kinder Institute report.
School funding.
Yeah, and it was really eye-opening.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were surprised by some of the findings.
Shocking, to be honest.
In what way?
Well, they say almost every district is underfunded, including LaPorte ISD.
Well, we're in good company then, I guess.
But get this.
Okay.
LaPorte ISD is shortchanged by $975 per student.
Wow.
And that's even with a B rating from the Texas Education Agency.
Yeah, you really start to wonder what could be if they had the proper funding.
Wow.
Unlocks so much potential.
Makes you think.
It does. The study, what they argue is that this underfunding, you know, it's chronic underfunding, it creates this ripple effect.
Okay.
Leading to things like wider achievement gaps.
Makes sense.
And ultimately costing the U.S. economy trillions in lost potential.
Trillions.
Trillions with a T.
Wow. I mean, that really puts it into perspective.
Right. It's not just a local issue.
It's a big deal. But you know what? Before we get too gloomy here.
Okay.
There's this really heartwarming story.
Oh, good.
About a partnership. Right here in LaPorte.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Methodist Retirement Communities.
Yes.
Joining forces with LaPorte ISD.
Such a neat idea.
I love this intergenerational program.
It's really refreshing.
It is. Okay. They're connecting students and senior residents.
Yeah.
And they do these activities.
Yeah. Then if it's everybody involved.
I mean, can you imagine third graders judging pumpkin decorating contests at a retirement home?
I can't even imagine. That's so cute.
And high schoolers volunteering their time to help out.
It's great. They share their skills, their energy.
A total win-win.
It really is. You get that sense of community and this amazing exchange of knowledge, experience.
Love it.
No matter how old you are, there's something to learn.
Let's switch gears a little bit. Business and industry.
Sure.
Total Energies.
Yes.
Big news.
Their achievement.
Right. They converted plastic waste.
Into those circular polymers.
At their plant here.
Yeah. In LaPorte. Big headlines.
Huge deal.
Not just for LaPorte.
First time this technology has been used in the U.S.
Yeah, the whole country.
Think about it.
The possibilities.
I mean, they have this new agreement with New Hope Energy.
Supplying them with all that plastic waste.
Towards a more sustainable future.
Yeah. Waste as a resource.
Not a problem to dispose of.
Right.
Amazing to see LaPorte at the forefront.
Absolutely.
Pioneering.
Shifting our whole approach to waste management.
Closer to that circular economy.
Love it.
But there is some sad business news.
Oh, no. What's that?
The article about Compton's florist. Closing after 7 decades.
It's a tough one.
It really hit me hard.
Yeah. More than just a business.
It was. It was a landmark, you know.
Heart of the community.
Gatherings, celebrations.
Milestones.
LaPorte residents.
Generations.
For 70 years, they've been a part of our community's story.
Their absence will be felt.
It makes you realize how important local businesses are.
They really are the heart and soul.
To the fabric of a town.
The character, history of LaPorte.
Well said. Well, let's move on.
Okay.
To a story that caught my eye.
All right.
William McAllister.
Oh, yes.
Now, this is a fascinating individual.
The software guru.
With a passion for aviation.
Yeah, it really shows how different interests can connect in these surprising ways.
It does. So this guy, he earns his pilot's license at 16.
Wow.
Rebuilds a plane with his instructor.
Incredibly.
Flew it to Alaska.
No way.
And now he's helping shape the future of aviation.
How so?
Well, he's working on something called the ASTM committee.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of that.
For light sport aircraft standards.
Mm.
And he's really involved in this thing, Mosaic.
Okay.
Modernization of special airworthiness certification.
Right. Right. And that has the potential to change how people become pilots.
Absolutely. So it's all about simplifying the certification process.
For light sport aircraft.
Fewer hours of instruction.
Okay.
No medical requirements.
Wow, that could be huge.
For those aspiring pilots.
Right here in LaPorte.
Making flying a more attainable dream.
I love that.
Who knows? Maybe we'll see a surge in interest in those flight schools at the LaPorte Municipal Airport.
Wouldn't that be something?
Speaking of getting out and about, the LPLS NRA BBQ cookoff is coming up.
Always a good time.
Mark your calendars.
Delicious food, that lively auction.
And of course, that LaPorte community spirit.
The best. It's a great way to support local.
Don't forget Petpalooza and the San Jacinto Day celebration.
There's always something going on.
That's right. LaPorte knows how to celebrate. But amidst all the fun, important matters to consider.
Oh, like what?
May 4th election, just around the corner.
Right. Several contested races.
City LaPorte, LaPorte ISD, and the City of Morgan's Point.
Big decisions to be made.
And there are some leadership changes to note. Sad to say, we lost Police Chief Doug Dittrich.
Oh, that's right.
And Benny Bowles has been appointed interim police chief.
Okay.
Mayor Rigby has been focusing on drainage improvement projects.
Flooding.
Yes. $43.2 million dedicated to addressing those concerns.
Wow. That's a significant investment.
It shows how seriously they're taking it.
Protecting homes and businesses.
Investing in the long term.
Resilience. Sustainability.
Yeah.
For the well-being and safety of LaPorte residents.
That's right. Now, there's another important investment.
Oh, tell me more.
Harris County. Minority women-owned business enterprises.
That's fantastic.
They're implementing programs like Precinct 2's Bees 2 Empower Management Training Series.
To help those entrepreneurs succeed.
Giving them the skills and resources they need.
Leveling the playing field. Creating opportunities.
Overcome systemic barriers.
For everyone. A more diverse and vibrant economy.
It benefits the entire community.
Yeah.
A win-win.
Absolutely.
But, gotta be realistic here.
Okay.
TWIA issued a forecast for the 2024 storm season. It's sobering. A probable maximum loss of $6.5 billion.
Wow. That's a lot.
A reminder of the challenges we face.
Being a coastal community.
We can't control the weather, but we can control our preparedness.
Taking those steps to mitigate the damage and ensure safety for residents and businesses.
Definitely. Got to be ready for anything Mother Nature throws our way. But even with that, there are still stories of incredible generosity.
In around LaPorte.
Yes, like Port Community Church.
Oh, yes, I read that one.
They donated over $2,500 to LaPorte Elementary School.
That's amazing. What a great example of people coming together.
To support education, selling raffle tickets for those beautiful quilts.
Donated by a member of their congregation. A simple act of kindness.
It really shows the heart of this community.
It does. So you know what else caught my eye?
What's that?
The article about the new airport advisory board.
Oh, yeah, at the LaPorte Airport. What about it?
Well, they'll be advising the city council on airport operations.
Right.
Reviewing the master plan, recommending improvements.
Makes sense.
Transparency and community engagement.
When it comes to the airport.
Important decisions.
It is great to see residents engaged in those discussions.
It fosters a sense of ownership.
Yeah.
And ensures that decisions reflect the community's needs and priorities.
Now, let's talk about a LaPorte Police Department veteran.
Okay.
Officer Jeff Tippett.
Oh, yes.
Retiring after 40 plus years in law enforcement.
That's incredible.
He served in various departments: patrol, support services, traffic division, accident reconstruction team.
Wow. What a career. He's seen it all.
He really has. A significant contribution to the safety and well-being of LaPorte.
Absolutely. We need to recognize and appreciate individuals like him.
Who devote their lives to serving and protecting our community.
Well said.
He's looking forward to a well-deserved retirement.
Good for him.
Traveling, gardening, riding motorcycles with his wife, Ivy.
That's the life.
Before we move on, let's give a shout out
to
the incredibly talented LaPorte Indoor Drumline.
Oh, that's right. They placed third, didn't they?
They did. In their classification.
At that TCGC competition. Tough competition.
It was. A fantastic accomplishment.
It's always inspiring to see these young people excelling in the arts.
Representing LaPorte with such talent and enthusiasm.
Hard work and dedication paying off. They deserve all the recognition.
It's a testament to their instructors, families, and the community.
Speaking of dedicated young people.
Yes.
Six LaPorte High School student athletes.
Oh, yeah.
National Signing Day. Continuing their athletic journeys.
At the collegiate level.
Nathan Wolbrecht is heading to Henderson State University for football. Nathan Barrera to Shriner University for baseball.
Kira Arrington is joining Wharton County Junior College for volleyball.
Micah Klinkerman off to Hardin-Simmons University for track and cross country. Ezra Arriaga going to Anderson University for football.
And Leland Tran headed to Knox College for football.
Wow. That's quite a list.
So much bulldog spirit going to campuses across the country.
It really is.
It's inspiring to see them pursuing their dreams.
Speaking of inspiring events, the Harris County Library in LaPorte had a wonderful Chinese New Year celebration.
Oh, with the Rising Dragon Performance Group.
That's right. Performances, cultural demonstrations, even prizes and gifts.
This is like a lot of fun.
It was. The library does a great job of hosting events that celebrate our community's diversity.
LaPorte is a tapestry of cultures and traditions.
We're all enriched by learning about and appreciating each other's heritage.
No, for something a little more competitive.
Okay, what's that?
The BFHA February Tournament at Bay Forest Golf Course.
Oh, that's right. Mike Ashwood won the championship flight, didn't he?
He did. Shooting even par.
Despite those challenging weather conditions.
Skill and determination.
Our local golfers are a force to be reckoned with.
They are. And speaking of impressive feats.
Yeah.
Three Texas anglers.
Okay.
They had a banner day. Catching three Legacy Class Sherlunkers. In a single day.
Whoa. That's amazing.
It's remarkable to catch one 13-pound plus bass, but three in one day.
Unbelievable. Where were they fishing?
One at OHIV, one at Sam Rayburn, and the other at Lake Nakanish.
Wow. Talk about a fishing story for the ages.
The incredible fishing opportunities we have here in Texas.
And the importance of those conservation efforts.
Absolutely. The Sherlunker program is doing great things.
Now, for LaPorte High School Athletics, some changes are coming.
The UIL realignment for the 2024-25 school year.
That's the one. The football team will be in District 11-5A.
And basketball and volleyball will be in District 25A.
New opponents, new challenges. It'll be interesting to see how they do.
And what new rivalries might emerge. A new chapter for LaPorte High School Athletics.
I'm sure the athletes and coaches are up for the challenge.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Right.
Now, let's not forget to mention senior Ben Tercero.
What about him?
He plays 12th overall.
In the 100-meter breaststroke.
Yeah.
At the UIL State Swim and Dive Meet.
In Austin. He qualified after finishing second in regionals.
Wow. That's a fantastic achievement.
Hard work and dedication. He's an inspiration to all the aspiring athletes in our community.
He is. Now, the LaPorte High School Bulldog football team.
Yes.
They were honored with a proclamation from Mayor Rigby.
Oh, that's right. Declaring January 31st as District 85A Champions Bulldogs Day in LaPorte.
So well deserved. They worked so hard to achieve their goals.
Their first district championship since 2016.
And they made it to the UIL playoffs for the first time since 2017.
And they did it all while playing their home games at Barbers Hill Eagle Stadium.
Because of the construction of their new Bulldog Stadium, talk about resilience and determination.
It really is.
It's a testament to their teamwork, their unwavering spirit.
They faced adversity and emerged victorious.
Now let's shift our focus a bit.
Who?
The city of LaPorte. Recognizing and appreciating its employees.
The Employee of the Year Award.
It went to Kayla Bays, right?
Yes. The city's marketing and special events coordinator.
She's been instrumental in bringing so much vibrancy and excitement to LaPorte.
She really has. The Wine Walk, Red, White, and Brews, the Car Show and Poker Run, Boutique Crawl, a 90s night for the Main Street District.
She's been busy.
She has. And she's done a fantastic job.
So creative and passionate about our community. Well-deserved recognition.
And then there's Darren Withers.
The IT manager.
Yes. He was awarded the 2023 Manager of the Year Award.
5 nominations.
That's right. A testament to his leadership and expertise.
A valuable asset to the city.
And a highly respected member of the team.
Absolutely.
And finally, Tessa Thompson.
From the finance department.
That's right. Employee of the quarter.
It's inspiring to see the city recognizing its employees.
These individuals are the backbone of our city, and their contributions often go unnoticed.
It's wonderful to see them being acknowledged and celebrated.
Okay, one last story.
Okay.
Compton's florist.
Oh, yes.
Closing after 70 years.
Such a loss.
It is.
It's a reminder of the passage of time. The inevitable changes.
Compton's was more than just a business.
It was.
A beloved landmark.
Cherished memories.
Generations of LaPorte residents.
Their absence will be deeply felt.
I remember going there with my grandmother to pick out flowers for special occasions.
We can celebrate the legacy they leave behind. Beauty, community, connection.
Woven into the fabric of LaPorte.
Their memory will live on.
Now, let's talk politics. The election for the Texas House District 128 seat.
Getting interesting.
Bianca Gracia, a Christian constitutional conservative.
Right.
She's challenging the incumbent. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
What issues take center stage?
A reminder that we all have a voice.
And a role to play.
In shaping the future of our community and our state.
Now, there's been talk about potentially replacing Ken Paxton's impeachment manager.
That's a complex issue. Accountability and due process in politics.
We're not immune to the political dramas.
even in LaPorte. Important to stay informed and engage in thoughtful discussions
about the issues that matter to us.
It's about finding common ground, working together
for a better future for LaPorte.
Absolutely. Now, let's turn our attention to some stories that highlight the resilience and community spirit that define LaPorte.
I'm ready. There are always inspiring stories to be found.
And I think you'll agree that this issue of Around LaPorte has some truly remarkable ones.
I have no doubt. Oh, for sure. Lots of good stuff in here. For example, that article about the new airport advisory board. You know, that might seem small.
Right.
But I think it says a lot.
About her.
About transparency. The city's commitment.
Right.
To being open.
Makes sense.
You know, it's easy to miss those smaller stories.
Yeah.
But they often reveal so much about what a community values.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Involving the residents.
Right.
In those decisions about the airport creates trust.
Sense of ownership.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know that sense of ownership.
Yeah.
It extends beyond just the airport.
Hmm.
Like that story about Officer Jeff Tippett retiring.
Oh, yeah?
40-plus years of service.
His community.
First in Houston, and then here in LaPorte.
That's a long time.
That's dedication.
It really is. Makes you think about all the sacrifices our first responders make.
Every day.
To keep us safe. I bet a lot of folks in LaPorte have a story about Officer Tippett helping them out.
I bet so, too. You know, while we're talking about dedicated folks, those articles about the city of LaPorte honoring their employees.
Oh, yeah. The Employee of the Year.
Yeah.
And Manager of the Year awards.
Right. Recognizing those people who keep things running behind the scenes.
It's important.
It really is.
Shout out to Kayla Bays.
Oh, yes.
The Marketing and Special Events Coordinator.
She puts together so many fun things for our community.
The Wine Walk, Red, White, and Brews, the Car Show and Poker Run.
Right.
Boutique Crawl. Even a 90s night for the Main Street District.
That one was fun.
She's been busy.
And let's not forget Darren Withers.
The IT Manager.
5 nominations for Manager of the Year.
That's incredible.
That speaks volumes.
About his leadership and expertise.
They're unsung heroes.
They really are. It's so heartwarming to see how generous folks in LaPorte can be. Like that story about the church.
LaPorte Community Church donating to LaPorte Elementary.
Yeah, that story really touched me.
Yeah, quilts were beautiful.
Those quilts that were donated by a church member.
Right, and then they sold raffle tickets to raise even more money.
Such a simple act.
Yeah.
But so powerful.
Exactly. You know, it's like those anglers who caught those sharelunkers. Small actions.
Yeah.
Big impact.
Contributing to something bigger.
They're helping to ensure that Texas has these amazing fisheries for years to come.
Conservation, responsible fishing.
Exactly. Now, on a more serious note,
okay.
That TWIA forecast.
Yeah, $6.5 billion.
Potential loss. That's a lot of money.
It is.
The 2024 storm season. Makes you think.
Yeah. It's a good reminder of the challenges we face.
Living on the coast.
Right.
We can't control the weather.
No.
But we can control how prepared we are.
I am encouraged by how the city is being proactive.
Oh, yeah.
Remember all those drainage improvement projects?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That Mayor Rigby has been talking about?
Millions of dollars.
$43 million, to be exact, dedicated to addressing those flooding concerns.
That's a big commitment.
It is. Investing in the future.
Resilience.
Mm-hmm.
Let's shift gears again.
Okay.
I was really impressed by the LaPorte High School football team.
Oh, yeah. District champs.
Their first championship since 2016.
Amazing. And they made it to the UIL playoffs.
First time since 2017.
I love that they were playing their home games at another school.
While their new stadium was being built.
Talk about overcoming adversity.
Right. And it shows what can be accomplished when people work together towards a common goal.
It does. And speaking of working together, I was really happy to see those efforts to support those businesses.
Minority women owned.
Yes. Programs like Precinct 2's Bias 2 Empower Management Training Series.
We have read about that.
Leveling the playing field. Creating opportunities.
And a more diverse business community benefits everyone.
For sure. It does. Speaking of individual success stories, did you read about William McAllister?
Oh, the software guy. With the passion for flying.
That's the one.
He's amazing.
He really is. Combining his technical skills with his love of flying.
Making a real impact.
I thought his work on that ASTM committee was fascinating.
The one for light sport aircraft standards.
Yeah. Especially his involvement with Mosaic.
Streamlining that certification process.
Making flying more accessible.
Imagine all those aspiring pilots.
Right here in LaPorte.
It's a reminder that even individuals from small towns can make a big difference.
They can. LaPorte's got talent. The LaPorte Indoor Drumline.
Yeah, oh yeah. Third place.
At their competition.
That's something to be proud of.
It is. Their hard work, their dedication, and of course, musical talent.
And let's not forget those 6 LaPorte High School student athletes.
Yes. Signing those national letters of intent.
On National Signing Day.
Future college athletes.
Football, baseball, volleyball, track, and cross country. LaPorte's sending some serious talent to the next level.
It's exciting to see them pursuing their dreams. Speaking of dreams, the library hosted that amazing celebration.
For Chinese New Year.
With the Rising Dragon Performance Group.
Such a great event. They had performances, cultural demonstrations, even gave out prizes and gifts.
That sounds fun.
It was.
I love that the library offers all these different programs.
For all ages, all interests.
They do a great job. I think I saw they have after-school game time coming up in March.
Oh, yes. And Teen Chess Cafe. Adult origami.
Right. And a kid's stuffy sleepaway camp and pancake breakfast.
Something for everyone.
They really do have something for everyone. Speaking of fun events, how about that BFHA February tournament?
At Bay Forest.
Yeah. Mike Ashwood winning in the championship flight.
Even par.
In those tough conditions.
That's impressive.
Skill and determination.
Right.
And then there were those Texas anglers.
Oh, yeah.
Who caught those legacy class Sherlunkers.
3 in one day.
And you believe that.
Amazing. It just goes to show you the amazing fishing opportunities we have here in Texas.
We really do. And it highlights how important those conservation efforts are.
Absolutely. Now, I bet this will have a big impact on those high school athletics.
What's that?
The UIL realignment.
Oh, right. For the 2024-25 school year.
New districts, new opponents, new challenges.
Football will be in District 11-5A, and basketball and volleyball will be in District 25A. New era for LaPorte High School.
I'm sure they're up for the challenge.
I have no doubt. And you know what? We have to give a shout out to Ben Tercero.
The swimmer.
Yes. He finished 12th in the 100-meter breaststroke.
Wow.
At the UIL State Swim and Dive Meet.
In Austin.
He qualified after finishing 2nd at regionals. Dedication.
And hard work.
He's an inspiration.
To all those aspiring athletes in our community.
He really is. And of course, we can't forget about the LaPorte High School Bulldog football team.
They were honored by the mayor.
They were. January 31st.
District 8-5A Champions Bulldogs Day in LaPorte.
Such a cool tribute.
They earned it. Their first district championship since 2016, and their first trip to the playoffs since 2017.
And remember, they were playing their home games at a different school.
While they were building that new stadium, resilience.
Talk about facing adversity.
Right. It's such an amazing testament to their teamwork.
Their unwavering spirit.
They never gave up.
And emerged victorious. Now, let's talk about the city of LaPorte and how they are recognizing their amazing employees.
Those Employee of the Year awards.
Right. Kayla Bays.
The marketing and special events coordinator. She's so talented.
She puts together so many fun events for LaPorte.
Wonderful to see her being recognized.
And Darren Withers.
The IT manager. 5 nominations. That's impressive.
It is. He's clearly a great leader.
Yeah.
And very respected by his colleagues.
For sure.
And then we have Tessa Thompson from the finance department. Employee of the quarter.
It's great to see the city appreciating those who work so hard. Behind the scenes.
They keep things running.
The unsung heroes.
Now, we have to talk about Compton's Florist, closing after 70 years.
It's hard to believe they're gone.
It's
really the end of an era.
They were such a big part of LaPorte.
Part of our history. So many memories, celebrations, milestones, even moments of grief.
Their absence will be felt.
It will.
But their story will live on.
And their legacy. Now, switching gears a bit, to some politics. The race for that Texas House seat.
District 128. It's heating up.
Bianca Gracia.
Yeah.
She's challenging the incumbent. It'll be interesting to see how that one plays out.
What issues will be important to the voters?
It's a good reminder that we all have a voice.
And that our votes matter.
They do.
Yeah.
Now, you know what else has been in the news? The possibility of replacing Ken Paxton's impeachment manager.
That's a tricky situation.
A reminder that we're all connected, even at the local level.
We can't ignore what's happening in the wider world.
We have to stay informed.
And engaged.
Now let's look at some of those stories that highlight what makes LaPorte special.
Oh, I love this. LaPorte's got such a unique character.
And spirit. Like, for example, did you read that story about those anglers?
Oh, those anglers who caught those huge bass, the legacy class Sherlunkers?
That's the one. Three in a single day.
That's unheard of. What an incredible fishing story.
And the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department was thrilled for the ShareLunker program.
It's a reminder of how important it is to protect our natural resources.
And speaking of things that are important for future, those high schoolers.
Right. They're going to be in new UIL districts next year.
New challenges for the 2024-25 school year.
Football will be competing in District 11 5A. Basketball and volleyball will be in District 25A.
It's a whole new ball game.
I'm sure our Bulldogs are ready to face those new opponents.
I bet they are. And let's give a shout out to Ben Tercero.
That swimmer who finished 12th in the state meet.
He worked so hard to get there.
And he did great. What an accomplishment.
And you know what else was great?
What's that?
That proclamation from Mayor Rigby, honoring the football team.
January 31st is now District 8 5A Champions Bulldogs Day.
They had a great season, their first district championship since 2016, and they made it to the playoffs.
First time since 2017.
All while playing their home games at another school.
Because of the construction.
What a story of resilience.
It is. Now let's talk about how the city of La Porte is showing appreciation to its employees.
Those Employee of the Year awards are a great way to do that.
Kayla Baez, the marketing and special events coordinator, was named Employee of the Year.
All those wonderful events she puts together.
The Wine Walk, Red, White, and Brews, the Car Show and Poker Run, Boutique Crawl, and even that 90s night for the Main Street District. She does so much for La Porte.
She does. And then there's Darren Withers, the IT manager.
He received 5 nominations for Manager of the Year.
That says a lot about the respect his colleagues have for him.
It does. And let's not forget Tessa Thompson from the Finance Department. She was awarded Employee of the Quarter.
Wonderful to see these folks being recognized. They really deserve it.
You know, we've talked about a lot of positive stories today, but we can't forget about those we've lost, like Compton's florist.
After 70 years?
It's a tough loss for our community. They were more than just a business. They were a part of our history.
So many memories.
Generations of La Porte residents went there for all their special occasions.
They will be missed.
They will. Now let's talk about some of the political happenings in La Porte, like the race for the Texas House District 128 seat. Bianca Gracia is challenging the incumbent.
It'll be interesting to see how that race unfolds. What will be the key issues?
We'll have to wait and see. It's important for everyone to stay informed and make their voices heard.
And speaking of politics, remember that talk about replacing Ken Paxton's impeachment manager? Such a complicated issue. But it highlights the importance of staying informed and engaged.
Even at the local level, we're not immune to the political dramas.
As we continue exploring this issue of around La Porte, it really hits me.
What's that?
Just how much it captures what it means to be a part of this community.
I agree. So many different stories. A glimpse into the lives of the people who call La Porte home.
It's a tapestry of experiences, isn't it?
It is. The excitement of winning a championship, the generosity of a church helping a local school, the innovative work being done at Total Energies, the sadness of saying goodbye to Compton's florist.
And it's not just about those big events.
Right.
It's the smaller moments
that really capture the heart and soul of La Porte.
Those acts of kindness, moments of connection, shared experiences.
Makes you realize we're all part of something bigger than ourselves.
And that's what makes this deep dive into around La Porte so rewarding.
It is. We've uncovered stories of resilience.
Innovation.
Compassion. Community spirit.
And we've been reminded that the local still matters, even in a world that's so complex.
I couldn't agree more. And you know what?
Right.
That's something worth celebrating. It really is something special. You know, as we go through this issue of around La Porte, it's just amazing to me.
What's that?
The variety of stories, different perspectives. It's like a little snapshot of life, you know?
It is, isn't it? All those ups and downs, joy and sorrow. We see it all.
Triumphs and tragedies. And then those celebrations of success and the moments of loss.
And through it all, La Porte keeps moving forward.
It's a community that's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
But those core values, they stay the same.
Exactly. And you know, one story that really embodies those values for me.
Which one?
The La Porte Community Church donating to La Porte Elementary.
Oh, yeah. That was a great story.
Just pure generosity and compassion. You see that a lot in La Porte.
It's a good reminder that we're all in this together, our actions, even the small ones.
They can make a difference. They have this ripple effect.
Speaking of ripple effects, that TWIA forecast.
Oh, yeah. The storm season.
A potential $6.5 billion loss. I mean, that's That's a lot.
Yeah. It
makes you realize how vulnerable we are living on the coast.
It does. Nature can be a powerful force, but we can't let it paralyze us.
We have to be prepared, ready for anything.
And I think the city is doing a good job of that, being proactive.
Right. Those drainage improvement projects, we're taking those flooding concerns seriously, protecting our community, investing in the future.
Thinking long term, which is so important, you know, while we're talking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
The May 4th election.
Big one. City of LaPorte, LaPorte ISD, City of Morgan's Point. Important decisions to be made.
It's our chance to have a say, shape the future of our community.
Absolutely. Mm. We all need to get out there and vote. Speaking of shaping the future, did you read about William McAllister?
The software guru with a passion for flying. That's a great story. I mean, who would have thought?
Right, this guy from LaPorte.
Making a difference on a global scale.
His work on that ASTM committee for light sport aircraft.
Amazing. Especially his involvement with Mosaic. It's pretty groundbreaking stuff.
Simplifying that certification process.
Yeah.
Potentially opening up flying to a whole new group of people.
Now, let's not forget Officer Jeff Tippett.
40 years.
More than 40 years in law enforcement. That's a lifetime of service.
Protecting our community. Keeping us safe.
A true inspiration.
He is. You know, another inspiring story. The LaPorte Indoor Drumline.
Third place in their competition.
Amazing. Those kids work so hard, and their talent. I mean, wow.
It's always great to see young people excelling in the arts.
And representing LaPorte so well.
They did us proud.
They did. Speaking of talented young people, those six LaPorte high school student athletes.
Signing their national letters of intent.
College bound. They're going to be playing at the next level. Football, baseball, volleyball, track, and cross country.
They're going to do great things. I can't wait to see what they accomplish.
And it's not just about sports. We have the Rising Dragon Performance Group, celebrating Chinese New Year at the library.
The library always puts on such great events. They're really a hub for the community.
They are. They bring people together, celebrate our diversity, make LaPorte a more vibrant place. Speaking of vibrant.
The LPLSNRA BBQ cookoff.
Yes, that's coming up. And Petpalooza.
And of course, we can't forget about the San Jacinto Day celebration.
LaPorte knows how to have a good time. These events, they're a chance for people to come together.
Support local organizations, make memories, just enjoy being a part of the community.
And speaking of community, I enjoyed that article about the BFHA February tournament at Bay Forest Golf Course.
Oh, yeah. Mike Ashwood winning the championship flight. Even par, despite the tough conditions. Pretty impressive.
It is. And then we have those anglers, those three Texas anglers who caught those sharelunkers.
Three legacy class sharelunkers in one day. That's got to be some kind of record.
It's a reminder of what a special place Texas is for fishing and the importance of conservation.
Absolutely. We have to protect our natural resources so that future generations can enjoy them too.
Now, high school athletes, they're facing some changes next year with those UIL realignments.
New districts, new opponents.
The football team will be competing in District 11-5A. And basketball and volleyball will be in District 25A. It'll be interesting to see how they adapt.
I'm sure they'll rise to the challenge. They always do.
Speaking of rising to the challenge, Ben Tercero, that swimmer, finishing 12th in the 100-meter breaststroke at the state meet. That's amazing.
What an accomplishment.
He's a talented young man.
And a hard worker, a real inspiration to other aspiring athletes.
He is. And speaking of inspiration, the proclamation from Mayor Rigby honoring the LaPorte High School Bulldog football team, declaring January 31st is District 85A Champions Bulldogs Day. That was a special moment.
They definitely deserve that recognition, their first district championship in years, and they made it to the playoffs, too.
And remember, they're playing their home games at another school all season.
Because of the construction.
They overcame so much adversity. It's a story that I think will resonate with a lot of people in LaPorte about never giving up. And achieving your goals, no matter the obstacles.
It is. And speaking of overcoming obstacles, the City of LaPorte's Employee of the Year Awards, Kayla Baez, the Marketing and Special Events Coordinator, she's done an incredible job bringing so much fun and excitement to our city.
She really has. All those events. The Wine Walk, Red, White, and Brews, the Car Show and Poker Run, Boutique Crawl, even that 90s night.
She's been busy.
She has. And she's so passionate about what she does. It's great to see her recognized for all her hard work.
It is. And let's not forget Darren Withers, the IT manager. 5 nominations for Manager of the Year.
That's really impressive.
He's a valuable asset to the city.
And a respected leader.
And of course, we can't leave out Tessa Thompson from the finance department.
Employee of the quarter.
It's wonderful that the city takes the time to celebrate their employees.
Those employees are the ones who keep everything running smoothly.
The unsung heroes. And while we're on the topic of unsung heroes, I think it's important to acknowledge Compton's florist. Closing after 70 years. It's a loss that will be felt for a long time.
It will. They are a part of the community, a part of our history.
They will be missed, but their legacy will live on.
It will. It really will. You know, it's been a really interesting journey going through this issue of Around LaPorte.
It has.
It's made me realize even more what a special place LaPorte is.
There's something about this town.
We face challenges, like everyone else. But there's this sense of community, of coming together to support each other, celebrate our successes, and face those challenges head on.
I think that's what makes LaPorte so special.
It's in these stories. The kids achieving great things, the city leaders making those investments, the everyday heroes, those residents coming together. There's this vibrancy, this resilience. It's truly inspiring.
You know, sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the negativity of the world. But then you look around and you see all the good that's happening right here.
In our own community. And it gives you hope. So to all our listeners, stay curious. Stay engaged. Stay connected to those stories, the ones happening all around you.
Because you never know. You might just be inspired to create some of your own.
That's a great thought. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.